Top of the Hill. Written by Paw Punk. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. Fandom. Dimension 20. Starstruck Odyssey. Content warning for late stage capitalism with references to past not owning your own body. Sid found Gunny sitting in the ship's kitchen long after everyone had gone to bed drinking coffee. It was weird for a few reasons. First, it'd been a big fucking day, and even Sidney, who didn't need sleep, kind of wanted to pass out. And Gunny must be especially exhausted, since Gnosis apparently modified his body to have two hearts and shield generators. Second, Gunny never drinks coffee. There's so little of his organic body left that it's dangerous for him to drink caffeine, or really have any drugs. Not that that's stopped him. Still, didn't he usually avoid it, except in those really sugary drinks that don't have much coffee in them at all? Third, he was crying. That was maybe more concerning, come to think of it. She walked up behind him as quietly as she could, which was not at all, because she weighed, like, 300 pounds. Gunny looked up abruptly once she's halfway across the room, face shiny, an eye wide and red. His whole body drooped. How long had he been there?
"Hey, Sid," Gunny said, with an empty grin, and his voice sounded like it was weighed down by every planet and moon they'd been on. "How's it going?"
"I could ask you the same." Sid rolled over to the other chair, sitting gracefully across from Gunny, and pushed his shoulder lightly with her gun arm. He moved easily, then slumped back towards the table the moment her barrel left his body.
"But seriously, are you all right?" she asked, softer now.
"You look rough." "Wow, thanks. I had no idea," Gunny deadpanned. He took a sip of his coffee. By the sound of it, it's the last one in the mug. Sid wondered how many times he's refilled it.
I mean, I'll be all right soon, right? You really don't need to worry about me. I'm just being..."
"Well, maybe I want to," Sidney said. "Be worried about you. You don't have to talk about it, but whatever it is, I bet I could help. Or at least help more than a cup of coffee in the middle of the night."
Gunny heaved a sigh, far too large for his tiny body. I don't even remember the last time I cried." He swallowed, scrubbing at his face like he thought he could rub the red out of his eye. "I was so good at not crying. I mean, I got screamed at every day and chased down by people who wanted to kill me and had to pay to breathe, and I didn't cry. And now..."
He laughed, humorlessly, shrugging.
"I am. And now I am."
There was a long pause. "Fuck, dude. You sure are," Sidney said.
"Because..." Gunny started again. "I mean, I guess it's because I can now, since I don't have to pay for it anymore, but I..."
He swallowed hard.
"I should be happy. I'm safe, and my debt is paid, and I own myself now. I should be happy. I should feel like everything's gonna be all right, and I can sleep, but I'm crying. The balls are rolling up, Sid."
His voice broke, fresh tears welling in his eye.
"So why do I feel so low?"
Sid was quiet for a long time.
"Well," she said, "I mean, I don't think that's really all that surprising."
"How?" Gunny said bluntly.
"Well, I mean, it's a big change," Sidney said.
You spent the last dozen or so cycles trying to get out of your debt, or just survive with it. Now you don't have to do that.
But that's a good thing.
Sure, Sydney shrugged. But I mean, so was me leaving the Handy Andy lab, and I felt terrible after that. I knew I didn't want to die, but I didn't know what I did want, and so I had no clue where to go or what to do with my freedom. Before I found out about the proldering, that was the worst cycle of my life. Way worse than being in the lab. I probably would have cried a lot if it did anything for me.
But I do know what I want, Gunny scoffed. I want a tattoo. He broke off, one finger up, ready to list more, but nothing came out of his mouth. I want,
Take your time, Sid said, trying her very best not to sound snarky about it.
Look, I want to keep doing what I'm doing, Gunny decided. I like being the worst engineer. Why would that change because I own myself?
Nobody said you had to, Sydney said gently. But wants don't have to be big. Maybe it'd help to think of some little wants, just so you don't feel so lost.
Gunny blinked, really slow, like even lifting his eyelids was difficult.
I want a hug, he admitted. Sydney stood and wheeled in front of him, holding her arms out in the barest suggestion of an invitation.
Gunny didn't so much return the hug as fall into her. His head landed somewhere under her chest, but still on the soft part of her body. Sid wrapped her arms, with some difficulty, around his shoulders.
That's good, she murmured, as he squeezed her waist tight enough to crush her insides, if she had any.
I'm so tired, Gunny muttered.
I know.
Still want a tattoo, though.
We can get you one.
I can get myself one, Gunny muttered.
Mm-hmm, Sid stroked her hand over Gunny's bald head. I mean, if you think it'll help, I could help you make a list of wants. It worked well enough for me.
I'd like that,
Gunny yawned, reluctantly pulling away from Sid.
But I think I need to sleep, like, immediately. So, tomorrow?
Didn't you just drink a whole mug of coffee?
Decaf, Gunny chuckled. I'm not stupid.
He washed out his mug and set it aside, before simply standing at the counter and blinking.
You good? Sid asked.
Yeah, Gunny muttered, shaking his head a little. I think I want you to walk me to bed.
If you want to. No, not if you want to. I'll still want you to, but you don't have to if you don't want to, is what I mean.
I get you, Sid laughed.
Here. She held her hand out to Gunny, but apparently that was too far away. He grabbed her gun with both arms, leaning on her almost completely.
Oh man, you are tired. It's been a long day, Gunny sighed. I'm ready for it to be over.
Hear, hear, Sydney said, starting to walk Gunny in the direction of his new room. I'll see you when it is. The end.